55 XLT unit then is a 10-channel with the, doesn't have the full display on it, just the numbers. You know, it has the review button that displays the channels. We're all familiar with that. In any event, he asked me to program it up for him, so I said, fine. I took it out of the box. The box looked pretty good. It was packed well. Except when I put the batteries in, it was already pre-programmed, which means that somebody had it programmed it, didn't like it. And the stuff that was in there was, I had no idea what it was. So maybe this scanner was sent and mixed around from Jersey or something. Who knows? But none of the frequencies that were in there made any sense for this locale. We promptly returned that one and got another one, and this one, whoever put it back in there failed to remove the belt clip in the back with the two screws. They bought the scanner and set it up, whatever. This one had no memory in it, though. So you got to be careful. Make sure that you're getting a new product, and make sure that the box, look at the tabs on the cardboard when you open it up. Make sure that they're not flapping a little bit, you know what I mean? That it is a new box, and if someone else hasn't been playing around with it. So that seems to be a little problem over there. They're pretty easy on returns, but you know, they just put it back in stock and send it back out again. So, just a word of caution on that. Back to that, N2VRX.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, anybody else out there who has any comments about where you buy your scanner monitor? Most of us tend to be, I was going to say crazy, but that's not nice, a little eccentric. Buying things, and we see the look on our wives, and I say wives because those ladies have checked in tonight. You have seen your wife roll her eyes, or your significant other, or what, when you come through the door carrying a big box which says scanner all over it. In your experience, what would you recommend to a guy like Phil as to where might he shop, where might anybody shop in order to pick up a quality scanner or antenna, whatever, and so forth, at a decent price? Does anybody have any thoughts? WN2RED.
2WWM.
Okay, Curtis, take it away.
Well, since we're on the subject of Uniden and the 350A, 129 or 120 some watt dollars. Wow, that's a pretty high price to pay plus tax. I shop around in different places looking for outlet centers, and I'm one not to be nervous of buying something either factory service or not. And Denmark seems to be the place, you know. They got the radio for only $80. They're not even charging shipping at this point. And if you want, you can even get an extended service plan if you feel you need it. For the additional $12 or so. But never had a problem. You know, if there's a problem, you send it back, and they're willing to work with you in that respect. Also, I shop the buy lines, and you should always be aware when you're looking at the buy lines to go and actually test the radio. I can tell you about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I saw a Plectron. Those are those fire radios. I went all the way out to Suffolk County, and I found out this thing was so old, I couldn't do the crystals, because the crystals weren't the type of crystals they actually produce anymore. So, strange kind of a setup. You have to solder the crystal into the PC board and such. But I look for things like that, and I just find that it's interesting. And in Hamfest as well, but you watch the guys there, they seem to try to sell the units for a higher price than what the radio is really worth. So just be on the market for that. It's got a Hamfest listing logged down and towards the end there. It weighs off, but I'll mention it. Back to net, N2WWM.
DRA, comments, please.
Okay, put Frank on hold for a second. Anybody else have any comments about where you buy and why you buy there? Okay, Frank, over to you into the RA.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there's a lot of places you can buy stuff from. Mail order, Scannerwell's a little high, you pay New York tax on it. You can try that National Tower. They've got an 800 number. I just wanted to comment on something what Curtis mentioned about Danmark and also the crystals. I had one of those plectrons, Curtis. If I would have known you wanted it, I would have given it to you. I threw it out. It was a real boat anchor. You can get crystals for such radios at a place in Florida called Jan Crystals. They're readily available. I don't know if they plugged into that radio or if you had to solder them in, like you said. But just a comment on the Danmark and the other catalog, Heartland America, which is the sister catalog of Danmark. Just make a note that the items in the Heartland America catalog, which are also similarly found in Danmark, are usually 10% or more cheaper. Danmark is an expensive catalog compared to Heartland America, and they do have, I think, pretty much the same address in the same area. I think they're related somehow, but I just wanted to bring that point out. And, well, Curtis is a big fan of refurbished stuff, okay? Well, I guess it has its advantages and its disadvantages, like anything else, but I think that you might be better off buying something new, considering the price, unless you can't, you know, then go with something with a full warranty, of course. But at least refurbished is guaranteed. But the question is, who refurbished it? And if you're not knowledgeable enough how to test a scanner out, so to speak, should I be getting white noise on that local signal? If you're a newcomer to the hobby and you buy one of them, you might accept it and say, well, this is the way it works, and it's not working properly. So there's pros and cons for that. Back to you, Ed, and to VRA.
Thank you, Frank. All right, just a quick few thoughts on where I buy. I sometimes buy at Radio Shack. I wait for the sales. They have real sales. In other words, if they say $100 off or something like that, you can check it right in the catalog. So if you look, check their flyers, which are in the Sunday newspapers from time to time, you can get, you can be very selective, buy a scanner. And if you get the scanner, and if you're not happy with it, you can bring it back, I think, within 30 days, something like that. You are listening to a piece of Radio Shack equipment right now. Not a scanner, but it seems to make people happy tonight. Scanner World, which is a store in Albany, which does a lot of through-the-mail. I bought my Bearcat 8500 XLT. It was on sale. I think I saved some money. Problem with Scanner World is, number one, it doesn't have an 800 number, which costs me a few bucks to make the call, and you do have to pay New York sales tax, and you do have to pay shipping charges, so that adds a fair amount. I bought my Bearcat 60 XLT for 89 bucks at Kmart. That was a real deal. That was, what, about a year or so ago when we all went crazy. I went out and bought the Bearcat 60 XLT, which is still a great handheld scanner. Bought the Bearcat 350 at Service Merch. At the time, I thought the price was okay. But again, Service Merch, you can bring it back, as Frank has said. What Curtis and Frank said that sounded like Denmark, it's, the place is spelled D-A-M-A-R-K, like Dam Ark. And it's they do it through the mail. They have catalogs, etc. Used to be on their mailing list, but I stopped buying from them, so they stopped sending me catalogs. And basically, you have to read the newspapers. You got to read the scanning magazines. You got to look at catalogs. You got to visit the stores. I was in Sears Garden City recently. We were, my wife and I, mostly my wife, we were buying some lighting fixtures, and I just happened to go over to the radio section, and they've got the GE Super Radio for 50 bucks. I thought that was pretty good. I already have one, so I didn't buy another one, but just keep your eyes open. There are a lot of places around that are reputable places, Radio Shack, Kmart, Service Merch, Sears, I think of these stores as very reputable places. I deal there frequently. Let me drop it, because it seems like there are only three of us talking, and we'd like to keep this thing more open. WN2RED for any other comments.
UVV?
Yes, sir, Charlie, go.
Yeah, I was listening, and there's a lot of good suggestions. Another one is Radio Shack, but the Radio Shack clearance centers, because I know they have the one over at Rockville Center up the road from me a ways, and a lot of times they'll have stuff in there, like unadvertised clearances on different items that they're discontinuing, and it'll be cheaper than in the circular. So, you know, it's another route somebody could check for scanning equipment. Back over to you.
Okay. All right. Frank had mentioned something about the Bear Tracker BCT2, and that had been, I think it was last week, we had Tim from East Islip, and Tim had some questions about it because he purchased the Bear Tracker, unit Bear Tracker. He purchased a used piece and did not have the operating manual. And as Frank told you, our good friend R, our guardian angel up in Connecticut, sent a copy of the it's like a sales piece, and it gets into all the features and so forth. And the reason I'm saying this, Frank, is I too was blessed by this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the copy that I got, and we'll put it in the mail to Tim from East Islip, because Tim has been with us for. He's the gentleman who always finishes his letters. Thank you for, thanks to MLIS for keeping this hobby alive for us scanners. He's been with us for a while. So we will get this off in the mail to Tim. And I think, Tim, if you look at this, if you're listening, if you look at this, I think the way that these features are described, as Frank said about the delete and the mute, you will find that it will make your job a little bit easier. All right, any other product information out there? All right, let me skip over some of the stuff, because we don't want to make this sound like a one-man band tonight. Frank from Center Reach, who did that very nice product review in a, I think in the last issue of our newsletter, he said one of the members on the net, he said, I don't recall who had purchased the used Radio Shack Pro 2006 scanner. He stated he wanted to make a few modifications, and I think we have kind of tracked them down, who the individual is. And let me just drop the mic for a minute so I can use two hands. Stand by. Anyway, whoever is listening out there who had said that he had purchased the Radio Shack Pro 2006, he wanted to make some modifications. I referred him to the Bill Cheek books, and Frank from Center Reach had some good information that he passed along to me. So the only thing that, the reason I'm bringing it up tonight is I don't keep track of everybody who checked in and everything that was said. So if you are the person who wanted more modification on the Pro 2006, would you let me know? Just drop me a postcard or something, and I will send to you what Frank from Center Reach sent. Frank is a great guy. He sends us a lot of stuff, shows up at the eyeball meetings, and what he did in this little package he sent to me was very generous, and we appreciate it. And we just have to get it to the right person. So if you are the person that we were talking about the problem and so forth for you a week or two or so ago, let me know, and I will get this package off to you. WN2RED. All right, it looks like there is nobody else with product info. So let's move along, and eyeballs. Does anybody have any eyeball information? And for people who are listening, possibly for the first time, eyeballs is what we talk about when we have, like, eye-to-eye meetings. So anybody else out there with eyeball info?
And what, LVH?
206, 2006.
Okay, stand by. We got Walt from Valley Stream with an eyeball, and there was somebody doubling with him, and with that person who doubled with Walt, please try again.
WWM with further info on the 2006.
Okay, Curtis, fine. Walt, stand by. We will get to you momentarily. Okay, further information on the 2006. Over to you, Curtis.
Yeah, I just pulled out some literature here I have on that. Modifications will not work for production after 1994. That's when the Siena law was put in effect. There's some of the modifications, though, for the older units, which would be like cutting a couple diodes or something, the radio. They may work, but if you have a radio that was produced after 1994, you may have a problem with the modification, the extended coverage. 800 megahertz. I just wanted to mention that. And I got something for May at 2WW on Mechanet.
Okay, Curtis, thank you. On the 2006 or whatever, when that individual responds, I'll get it off to him, and then it's in his hands, and he may, you know, all that we can try to do is to put the person who has the problem and the solution. We try to get them together. Let's go over to Walt, and then following Walt will be Curtis as well. N1LVH in the net with eyeball information. WN2RED. Walt, go.
Yes, Ed. I don't know what you normally do, but I was wondering for the holidays if you normally have a get-together or if you've ever thought of that, possibly with spouses or significant others being invited. And I was just thinking if we could get a date that I might be able to get a hall for such an affair. Now, I hope to be at the eyeball meeting in Oceanside, God willing, and so if people would think about this, and we might discuss it at that time.
Excellent point, Walt. In fact, the next eyeball meeting that we have will be November 21st, which is a week from this Thursday, and that will be at Nathan's in Oceanside on Long Beach Road. And Frank, VRA has been the catalyst, shall we say, for let's get something going. So I think what we really have to do, we have to, they say, fish or cut bait on when we talk at the eyeball meeting on the 21st. And Frank's thoughts, which I think are good, is go along the lines of let's figure out where there's a good restaurant, and let's see if we can sort of go in that night and have a certain number of, have the restaurants push together a certain number of tables and so forth. The only thought that I have is that I think it's a good idea to have a number plus, you know, friends. I'll bring my wife and somebody will bring their girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Some of our listeners out there in the vast listening audience, Margaret from Brentwood and so forth, they're ladies, so hopefully they would bring their husbands too. My thoughts were going along the lines of, well, doesn't it have to be a little more organized? Don't we sort of have to set up, pick out a place and, you know, get some interest up front and people maybe put in some earnest money and so forth and so on? I tend to be kind of rigid that way. Frank tends to be a lot more flexible. So I think what we have to do is to nail it down. How are we going to do it? Let's pick a date. You know, how's the money going to be? Whatever. And we can talk about that at the Eyeball on November 21st. Hope that you're going to be there, Walt, because it would be a real help for us. All right. Curtis. Curtis, the next one with the Eyeball. Back to you, Curtis.
Good. Walt has some great ideas. I hope he comes down. A hall. I like that. A hall. Sounds like he has something up his sleeve. We can have a big scan of cake and roll it out and put the candles on it. The latest PD traffic coming across. Sounds good. Walt, come down with the info and pass it along to Frank and Ed and all of us. Hear more about that. A hall. I'll remember that one. Coming up in February, Walmart's going to be holding their Ham Fest. One of the, I forget what Sunday. I gotta forget the date. I have the date for next week. Let's try. At the, where is it? In Freeport, it's the usual indoor location at the Freeport Armory. You put this down on your calendar, the big Ham Fest up in Rochester in May, the 30th, 31, and June 1st of 97. Rochester is having their big Ham Fest up in Rochester, New York. That may be a big event. The weather will get warmer by then in May. You may not see snow. Back to net, WWN.
Okay. When you said bring out a cake, I was afraid that the next step was going to be some beautiful young lady if you popped out of it. That would really make me so that curious. All right, but again, what we're looking for are people who will come in and talk about it. You know, it's not like this is how we have it laid out. We don't have it laid out. And there is some, there are several people that have said, why don't we do it? It's a great idea. We just have to figure out how it's going to be done. And the more people who can give their opinions, especially if they can help us with it, or somebody can take charge and say, okay, I'll be the guy, I'll be in charge, and this is how I'll do it, and so forth and so on. That's what we'd also like to hear. All right, it appears that there are nobody else with Eyeball info. All right. So the next step is we go into AMDXing. And I know Hank is on board for that. Hank, we're going to pick you up in a second. Let's just see if there are any other people out there who have AMDX info. All right. Let's go to Hank into GCN with AMDX info. And then, of course, later on we'll follow up with shortwave. Hank, all yours.
Thank you, Ed. WN2RED into GCN returning. Okay, I have three AM loggings, and here they are. First off, USAM medium wave, station WBZ, WBZ Boston, close to 50,000 watt station, on a frequency of 1030 kilohertz. I picked up at 1034. Interesting, I got very close to the time and frequency of the same number. It was 1034 PM, And they're carrying the NFL Monday Night game, football game with the San Diego Chargers and the Detroit Lions, who's at halftime. Next one, Canadian AM medium wave station called CIGM. CIGM via Sudbury, Ontario. 50,000 watt station on a frequency of 790. 790 kilohertz at 11:18 p.m. And the reception was fairly poor. Although it was okay by me, the station was playing oldies, and one of the songs was My Special Angel by Bobby Helm, a 1957 song, which I happen to really like. The other song was called You Belong to Me by the Dupree's, and I was thinking about it as I was looking through my notes, the Dupree's, and I listened to Dan Ingram on WCBS-FM, he calls them the Dupree's. So, anyhow, Dupree's, that's another great song I happen to like, too. There's a book on November 12th. And the last one, although I just recently gave this one out not too long ago, but goes to what's going on in Cleveland, why not? USAM medium wave station, of course, WTAN via Cleveland, Ohio. 50,000 watt station on a frequency of 1100 kilohertz at 5:37 p.m. Reception was good, and of course, there's about the snowstorm going on out there right now. And guy was saying on the air that this is the worst storm they've had in 30 years, and of course they're getting out the school closings, and all I can think about the kids in Cleveland is they're awfully happy now about the snow, but they're going to be awfully angry come the summer months, and they have to make it up. This is only November. Can you imagine what it's going to be like by February? It's supposed to be getting more snow tomorrow, so good luck to them. Better them than us, I think. Anyway, once again, all three were on November 12th, and thank you for the time being. WN2RED and 2GCN, back to you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Frank, I'll be right. Hank. Brian was Frank. All right, you're listening to the FM Golden Oldies and so forth. And I, being a number of years older than you, I'm listening. I'm trying to think of the call it is, but I'm over on AM, and I'm up on 1560, what used to be WNEW, and it's now WQED or something like that. And it's a world apart. Quote, your music and my music, whatever. All right, we have. Don't think there's anybody with any other AMDX. I think we've already called for that. Okay, Hank does have shortwave info, but let's see if there's any other station out there that has shortwave information. All yours, Hank. So take as long as you want. It's only 10:06. N2GCN in the net. WN2RED.
Okay, WN2RET and 2GC. I want to talk about the station I love to listen to, WCBS-FM, and I consider the music, I guess now we call it baby boomer music. I'm a baby boomer, proud to say so, and that's our music, and of course music of our youth, and just want to thought about it, despite feeling always that thank God to WCBS-FM to bring keep the music alive. Those songs were on the radio one time as on the top 40 list, and they seem to disappear, and in fact, almost 25 years ago, I was saying to my wife one day, I'll get to my logins in a moment, but to my wife one day, gee, I'd like to see a station bring them back and play the old songs. There were always two songs I always had in mind that I wanted to hear again. I hadn't heard in a long time. One was called So What by the Rays, and also A Little Star by the Elegons. And one day, my wife said to me, listen to this, and sure enough, with CBS-FM. Nearly 25 years ago, and today, I think it was yesterday, I heard both songs on at the same time, basically the same time, So Wet, and also Little Star, so my wish came true in 72 with CBS-FM, so it's a great radio station. Enough about that, I suppose, I could talk about them forever. Anyway, here's my login for this week on Shortwave, excuse me, let me clear my throat. Okay, sent to GCN, and this is the week of November 6th through the 12th. 1996, as well as the oil stuff I put out tonight so far. First frequency on 4417.0. That's 4417.0 and up the sideband at 2255 UT or 555 PM. Maritime mobile station. This frequency actually has duplicate use. I'm not sure which one it could have been, but anyway, I'm listed as limited coastal station. A limited coastal station also is used as an international calling frequency, but I do believe it's limited coastal due to the call sign I heard. This is supposed to be a simplex, in other words, the same frequency used on a complete communication rather than the duplex activity on most ship-to-shore frequencies, as you know. Anyway, I heard a ship or coastal station, I guess it was a coastal station, the call sign was WCW 6102. It's Whiskey Charlie, Whiskey 6102, and that's where it occurred to me that may be a station, a coastal station, I don't know. He was calling a ship called the Osprey, and he got no response. And that was frequency, like I mentioned previously, it's also used for international calling, it's also an international calling channel, and the channel is 421. And this was a new frequency, I never heard anything on this one before, and that was on November 10th. Let me drop it. Next one on 16833.8, again at 16833.8 CW, at 1644 UT or 1144 AM, U.S. Maritime Mobile Station, well, heck, why not, WLO, Whiskey Lima Oscar, Mobile Radio Alabama, my favorite station, next to my favorite station anyway, the Coast Channel is 1654, again the Coast Channel 1654. The ID was WLO, Whiskey Lima Oscar. Listed frequency is 16833.0. Log frequency is 16833.8. They do carry ARQ, automatic repetition on request, also SITOR. Simplex telephone radio. I first logged in on December 22nd, 95, and heard again on November 11th. Let me drop it. My next logging is on 16830.1. Again, the frequency was 16830.1 NCW. At 1759 UT or 1259 PM, U.S. Maritime Mobile, call is KFS, Kilo Fox Sierra, Palo Alto, San Francisco Radio, California. The channel is 1647. The ID was KFS. Listed frequency is 16829.5. They also run ARQ. They were being interviewed by WLO on 16828.0. That's where the interference is coming from. I looked just to see if I ever logged in on this frequency before. I did not, and of course I did a double take. I feel like I've found everything, and I come up with a frequency I never did. So I consider this a brand new frequency. First time around the frequency, and I consider those new frequencies for me. That's on November the 11th. Let me drop it. Okay, my next logging is on 16817.8. It's 16817.8 NCW. At 1925 UT or 225 PM, U.S. Maritime Mobile Station, the call is, I'm not going to go through the whole detail of the station, I've talked about it more times than not. WCC, Whiskey Charlie. Charlie, I just mentioned this way. Wireless is called Wireless Cape Cod. That's all I'm going to say right now. The station is actually called Chatham Radio, Massachusetts, up in Cape Cod. Again, WCC, Chatham Radio, Massachusetts. And Coast Channel 1621. The ID is WCC. This frequency is 16817.0, and also they run ARQ. And again, I was surprised when I looked in the my 3x5 catalog. By the way, I don't have a computer, so one of the ways I use for retrieval are 3x5s, which have worked out very well. And when I looked in the card file to see if I ever had this frequency before, I found I had not, and I was surprised about that one too. But that was a new frequency for them. Anyway, it was on November the 11th. Let me drop it. All right, since she's here, by the way, I'll say anyway, WCC was, for people who may be new to the net, WCC is the oldest utility station in the United States. It used to be known as MCC, or Marconi Cape Cod, and now known as WCC, or Wireless Cape Cod. I don't remember which issue it was in monitoring times, I guess in 89 or so, about the station. So if you want to learn more about it, I don't remember what month it was. It could have been April of 89, something like that. You know, a whole expose on WCC. It was connected to Marconi. Next one, on 8687.9, that's 8687.9, NCW at 2158 UT or 458 PM. A foreign maritime mobile station. The call is SSBA, Sugar Victor Alpha number 4. Athens Radio in Greece. The ID was from the ESVA. Listed frequency is 8687.0. The last time I heard it, the first time I logged the station in was on April 19th of 84, and that was the last time I heard the station on this frequency. It's amazing how many times I've gone up and down past this frequency. I heard nothing on it since then. And also, it materialized yesterday on November the 11th, so if you ever hear a silent frequency, don't think it's not going to be used. Eventually, somewhere along the line, it's going to pop up again. And what's it been now, like 12 years since I last heard him on there. Amazing. That was on November the 11th, and I have one more to go. And the last, this is probably since you're GCN, the last one of the week is on 3016.0. It's 3016.0, and up the sideband at 03 hours UT or 10 o'clock PM. HF Aeronautical Mobile, the station Shanwick, Shanwick Aero Radio, that's Shannon, Ireland, and Prestwick, Scotland. And I've got to read this, something about the crash that took place today in India. That was a shame. Anyway, I heard it worked. United Airlines Flight 970. The route is North Atlantic A, like Alpha, and they accept all aircraft, in other words, of U.S. and foreign on this frequency, on North Atlantic A or Alpha. First logged this frequency on December 7th, 94, and heard it again on December the 12th. That takes care of it for now. This is Roger Ed. Have a good week, and we'll catch you next Tuesday. Excuse me, WN2-REP, N2-GCN, back to you.
Thank you very much, Hank. Appreciate it. Any last statements or comments or questions, whatever, from anybody on the net? Hearing nothing. We thank everybody who checked into the net tonight, especially those who brought info, query, or comment, and there were quite a few of you. Much appreciated. And we do thank our good friend Steve, WD2WAK, for the use of the repeater. Without Steve, there would not be a net, and we certainly appreciate it. So we'll see you at least orally. We'll see you next Tuesday at 8 o'clock on 146.805, and we hope to see you visually a week from Thursday, and we'll talk more about that next Tuesday. So got a lot of great information exchanged tonight, points of view, opinions, whatever. Just a real good night. So we'll see you all Tuesday. WN2RED saying good night and 73.
Sorry, 3 from N2GCN. N2GCN clear.
73Z into the net. N2VRA clear for the night.
73 Frank from N2GCN.
73Z and everybody on the net. KB2UVV clear.